The most famous thing David Foster Wallace wrote is Infinite Jest, which is this huge, sprawling novel set in a dystopian near future. It's been more than 20 years since he wrote it, and it's a little eerie how well he predicted our world today, including the election of someone a lot like President Trump. Well, one thing about doing a radio show for a long time is that we've got a pretty deep archive. So here, from 1996, the year it was first published, is David Foster Wallace explaining why he named Infinite Jest for a movie that kills the people who watch it.
I think the standard agenda of any piece of entertainment is to be as entertaining as possible. The problem with the movie Infinite Jest is that it's lethally entertaining, meaning it's watching it is so much more fun than doing anything else. Once somebody's watched it once, they pretty much have the spiritual energies of a moth and want to do nothing more than watch it again and again and again until they die of probably dehydration. The book is meant to seem kind of surreal and outlandish at first, and then in sort of a creepy way to seem not all that implausible. I mean, at some point in the next 10 or 15 years, we're going to have virtual reality pornography, which I would just invite you to think about, given the level of, you know, people whose lives are ruined just by addiction to sort of video peep show stores now. This stuff's going to get better and better and better and better, and it's not clear to me that we as a culture are teaching ourselves or our children, you know, what we're going to say yes and no to. A lot of really ecstatic pleasures are linked, interestingly, sort of with death. I guess my point is right now, and I think the next 15 or 20 years are going to be a very scary and sort of very exciting time when we have to sort of reevaluate our relationship to fun and pleasure and entertainment, because it's going to get so good and so high pressure that we're going to have to forge some kind of attitude toward it that lets us live. The first leading cause of death among teenagers is suicide. Drug addiction, sexual addiction, gambling addiction in this country is epidemic. The divorce rate is sky high. I mean, people in this country are lost and wandering around and looking to give themselves away to something that will maybe love them back as much as they love it. I know that in certain moods, when I'm tired or when I'm in some sort of pain, I want kind of infantile pleasures. I want to sit and receive pleasure without having to give anything or do anything. The question, I think, is sort of an individual one, is that what level of pain do we need to reach before we begin to be willing to undertake the work of that reevaluation? This is a very long and fairly difficult book that I also wanted not to be a standard kind of avant-garde book, most of which right now I admire as a writer, but just aren't very much fun to read. So I wanted it to be both long and difficult, but also to be fun enough, you know, so the reader wouldn't throw it at the wall on page 100. And I realize that sets up certain ironies, since the book itself is about entertainment.
That's David Foster Wallace from a conversation he had with us in 1996 when he was on his first book tour for Infinite Jest.